You're back with the New Blue Review. I'm Benji Shulman. Welcome to the program on 101.9 Chai FM. We're excited this week to be introducing a brand new feature on the New Blue Review. We're calling it Eye on Innovation. We want to be bringing you the best in Israeli innovation and seeing how it's changing the world, changing society, changing the tech game, all that kind of cool stuff, because as you know, you only really hear the bad news about Israel in the mainstream media. So I want to give you an opportunity to find out all the cool stuff that is going on. And to start this particular segment off, you know, there's lots that you can talk about. If it's in agriculture, water, tech, healthcare, all of that kind of stuff would be an amazing way to start. But you know what? I thought let's start with something a little bit left of field, something you're not expecting at all. And what you might not expect is that this particular story I'm going to tell you actually came out in The Economist, actually came out in the mainstream media, and it is getting a lot of attention. And nothing to do with any of the topics that I mentioned before. It is actually about the Israeli film industry. You know, the Israeli film industry, I don't know if you were around a few years ago, there used to be an Israeli film festival, and you could go and watch Israeli films that were often quite dark and a bit hectic, and it was a sort of a niche thing that people went to listen to and watched, given that there are only 9 million Hebrew speakers in the world. It's not a huge market, and so just like any other foreign films, Israeli films used to be out there doing their thing, and a couple of them even made it into the Oscars. Things like Waltz with Bashir, for example, was very well nominated, and Paradise Now, all very, very controversial. What's interesting, though, is that Israeli cinema, if you like, has moved away almost entirely from the movie industry, although that's clearly still a big thing, and we've profiled that on the show before. But what has really opened up the process is Netflix. Now, if you don't know Netflix, Netflix is that thing that you can go on to the internet. It's a website. And basically what you can do is watch movies live through the internet or downloaded through the internet. Basically watching them on your computer instead of going and watching them on television or watching them on cinema. And Netflix has opened up an entirely new world in terms of Israeli film and Israeli series. I think a lot of people would know, for example, the most famous example being something called Homeland. So Homeland was actually an American series, and it was actually a remake of an Israeli show that only went through two seasons. It was called Prisoners of War, but it spawned this Homeland series, and which was wildly popular in the US. And that, of course, is one very interesting example and probably the most high-profile example. But in that case, it was actually a remake of the original Israeli series. What's remarkable now is that there's a whole set of series that are just being made in Israel that people are watching, even though it requires some subtitles or whatever. You can either be a Hebrew speaker or be an English speaker. Fox News, for example, the Fox Entertainment Channel recently took on a series about a hit squad that goes out to Dubai or Russia in the case of this particular series, and takes a hit out on a terrorist or a government official. And it's based on an incident which happened a few years ago where this exactly thing happened in Qatar. But a lot of the Israeli operatives were, A, caught on camera, and B, it was found that they had used passports of Israeli with dual nationality. That's how they got past the airport. And so all these civilians who had not been involved at all in any of this activity and were now suddenly thrust into the spotlight as if they were some sort of Mossad agent or something. And so the series takes a look, it's a fictional look, at people who've kind of been caught up in this thing, and it's being played on Fox Entertainment. And this theme of obviously spies and spying and all this kind of stuff is being taken up repeatedly within the Israeli film industry, particularly on Netflix. So, for example, there's another series called The Angel, which is about an Israeli spy in Egypt, and that has done very, very well. And on Netflix especially, there's another series called Fauda, and Fauda is all about basically Palestinian terrorists and Israeli intelligence agencies and their fight against one another in the West Bank. And you would expect something like this to be controversial in any case, but always someone has been annoyed that they're not being portrayed properly. But what's quite interesting is that that hasn't happened in this case, and Fauda is seen as being quite a well-researched and representative view of what happens in those particular communities. And apparently the reason that Israeli markets are doing so well in terms of the cinema is that they have such a small amount of potential speakers so that can watch it in Hebrew. So it's pushed a lot of Israeli films to be accessible to Europe, be accessible in America, and also to make do with very little. So you have to adapt much more. There's not a lot of money for budgets, but you do have some excellent sets. So people are coming to Israeli film because of this, and not all of it is doom and gloom and spy versus spy. There's a very interesting new film out called Yellow Peppers, which is the story of a family of farmers in the Arava Valley who are trying to come to terms with their son's autism, for example. The BBC has remade this, and it's called The A Word, and it's set in Britain's scenic Lake District. So that's another example. And then there's another one called In Treatment, which is all about a psychologist and his patients, and that was recreated from the Israeli original by HBO. So there's this other side of Israeli cinema as well. It's not just a skit and donner, as you might know, but it's also about low budget, very intense films and psychological thrillers. So if you're interested in any of those, definitely I would recommend Fauda if you're interested in the politics. But check out your local Netflix if you have it for all the latest in Israeli films. And yeah, that's Benji Shulman from the New Blue Review, keeping our eye on innovation.